What did you do after you completed your 3 years research?
Well, I really wanted to get into and work in diabetes full time as a specialist nurse. And in a way, I'd been doing specialist nursing for, in a research sense for 3 years, although I hadn't had my own patient load. I wasn't employed as such. But basically, I was very keen to bridge the gaps in the city, and a coordinator's job, a diabetes nurse specialist coordinator's job, came up, and I applied for it and was successful. And so I had the job of, as a diabetes nurse, of my own patient load, of working across the city, working in specialist and primary care. And the other side of it was, slightly after that, I was very keen to set up a proper training for nurses in diabetes with our School of Nursing, as it was then. It's now a university department, but at that time it was a College of Nursing. And this was to set up English National Board courses in diabetes, which were available at that time. They'd become available. It was the ENB 928 in diabetes nursing. And later on, we also were able to put on a diploma level course in Sheffield, because I could see that we could improve patient care. But if we wanted to develop nursing in terms of nurses in general practice knowing about diabetes, and also community nurses, but also to grow specialist nurses in the future, we certainly had to have a specialist training programme, which was nationally approved. So I had my job was actually split between working for the university to develop the programme and run it, and also my clinical load and coordinating diabetes services across the city. And at that time, when I was first appointed, I was based at the Northern General Hospital, and very soon we had a diabetes centre there, because the consultant, Dr. Colin Hardesty, had worked really hard to get this building. And it was actually, we had no staff, nobody there, just myself and another nurse who was appointed after me. And the only way I could run a diabetes centre, which was the first one in the city, was I appointed and trained women from the Women's Royal Voluntary Service who did it as a voluntary job. We paid their expenses, and it was really successful. They provided secretarial and tender loving care services. They looked after the stationery and all the supplies, and they did it in their own time for nothing. But that was because there was no other way of doing it.